This is KUT. As counties across the country start moving away from the Immigration and Customs Enforcement program called Secure Communities, Travis County Sheriff Greg Hamilton is not backing off. He will continue detaining people and handing them to immigration authorities. KUT's Joy Diaz reports that in response, a group of Austin attorneys plans to start suing the county for those detentions.
Barbara Hines is with UT Austin's Immigration Clinic. She's one of dozens of local attorneys who delivered a letter Thursday to Travis County commissioners warning them that they may start getting sued for participating in secure communities.
And why is that? It's because an ICE detainer is not a warrant. An ICE detainer is not an order from an immigration judge. It's an administrative piece of paper, a voluntary piece of paper, not based on any probable cause. It's simply to allow to hold people so that their cases can be investigated.
These detainers put people in deportation proceedings. Denise Gilman is also with UT's Immigration Clinic. She says many of these people have not committed any crimes. Gilman says some have been detained
for offenses such as failing to pay a traffic ticket, or in one case, stepping off the sidewalk during South by Southwest, ending up in detention and deportation proceedings through secure communities.
Of course, there are sometimes more serious crimes involved. But what Hines and Gilman want to highlight is that President Obama recently softened his stance on deportations and that there may be the will to stop secure communities in Travis County. Travis County Sheriff Greg Hamilton was traveling Thursday, but in April he made his point clear at a press conference, saying he will continue honoring ICE's detainers, even though they come at a cost to Travis County. Hamilton is not alone. All Texas counties are part of the Secure Communities program. Harris County is the most active. Alan Bernstein is a spokesperson for the sheriff's office in Harris County. He says the detainers may be a financial burden to some counties, but Harris County, he says, is different.
The cost burden is on them to house those people waiting for ICE to come pick them up. And the local jurisdictions have no authority under federal habeas corpus to hold that person. You know, if somebody pleads out to serve 3 days in jail, and on the fourth day, what authority does the local sheriff have to hold that person? So we understand the concerns of other jurisdictions. That's not an issue here because ICE picks up Monday through Friday every day.
ICE is not as active in Travis County. And local law enforcement holding people longer than allowed has brought lawsuits in other parts of the country. Attorneys Hines and Gilman say they and a number of other attorneys will start filing similar lawsuits against Travis County. Joy Diaz, KUT News.